how do you make your data systems work together? How can you work toward having your data systems work together when you're not integrated? So let me start by giving you some context for this presentation. The California context, which was that we identified data integration as a goal between our STD and our HIV program, which is called the Office of AIDS, and I'll abbreviate OA, in 2005. And the CDC context, which is readily apparent at this meeting, the identification of program collaboration and service integration as a goal for all the programs covered by NCHHSTP. And so that's one piece of context. And the other is, I really want to emphasize how much data integration can be about service delivery as well as about data analysis. So to foreground that, let me give you an example. California, 2005, data unintegration. Imagine a disease investigator is interviewing a syphilis patient. In the course of the interview, they recommend HIV testing. The patient attends an HIV counseling and testing site and is interviewed at both sites. The two sites ask about roughly the same set of behaviors, right? Partner characteristics, sexual behaviors. In California, in 2005, that person would have been asked for 138 data elements. Similar categories, right? Of which there was one that was asked exactly the same way. What was it? It wasn't like numbers of partners or something. That would be date of birth. Yeah. So that's unintegrated. And you can see how reducing redundancy at that level would really change the service delivery process, or anyway, could. So our starting point. In California, Office of AIDS, STD, Hepatitis, and TB services are all in different branches or offices or programs. Of course, our CDC and HRSA data mandates are separated organizationally as well. Our adolescent sexual health work group was trying to put together some coherent tables with different disease and birth data, and we're finding that process arduous, and they identified the need for some more work on this, and so we established an integration work group in 2006 that was mostly Office of AIDS and STD programs working together at the beginning. And our objectives, as far as analysis, were to support program development, because that's what this is really for, right, via integrated analysis. And as far as data collection, to improve service delivery and analysis capacity by changing the data collected to use uniform variables as far as possible across programs. So I'm going to talk briefly about integrated data analysis. We'll hear about that elsewhere at the meeting as well. And then the integrated data variable stuff. So our adolescent sexual health work group, which is a collaboration between the Office of AIDS STD program, maternal, adolescent, and child health branch, and the Department of Education in California, wanted to put together tables that showed teen birth data, AIDS data, which is what we had at that point, and STD data, all by the same race and age breakdown. And the methods were fairly straightforward. The ASHWIG data subcommittee created table shells. The tables were populated by the relevant offices and branches, and they were to be made available via a health department website. And the results of that process were, we found that creation of the comparable tables was doable. Okay, it took more than a year to actually get the same age and race breakdowns for those data, but it was doable. The tables were created. However, they haven't been released on the health department website, and there's two reasons for that. One is technical, that our website is being rebuilt and that kind of stuff can take forever. But the other is political. Teen birth rates rose in California in that year, and this stuff is really touchy. And you had one of the issues about integration is the leadership has to be there at a political level as well as a technical level to get the stuff actually out. But we are optimistic that the tables will be available sometime in the near future. So that's data analysis. Now I'm going to talk just a bit about our integrated revision of data elements. We started this process. This was mostly between STD and Office of AIDS, as I said. We started this process by identifying a core set of data elements that were collected similarly in both programs, that both programs felt the juice would be worth the squeeze to negotiate over. We negotiated a consensus data dictionary for those core data elements over about a year of polite but energetic meetings. And the changes were to be made at form revision, and actually the first new forms rolled out in January of 2008 from the HIV prevention program. Results. We identified 30 core variables that those 138 data elements that I mentioned at the beginning are drawn from this set of 30 core variables. We weren't able to come to consensus on all of them, but we managed it for 22 of the 30. And the elements of our consensus were when data for these variables, core data, are collected, the consensus format should be used. Not all variables need to be collected in all settings, and additional data can be collected if necessary. And here's some detail about what we actually tried to harmonize, integrate. So from the 138, we went to 52 data elements. So we felt like that was pretty much a win. We definitely decreased redundancy between are to the sets of data that we were collecting. We managed to integrate most of the variables in the demographic, clinical, substance use, sexual behavior, other risk, and administrative areas that we chose to integrate. What we couldn't integrate is in blue and italics. And I'll just give you a few reasons for the various things. For the reason we couldn't integrate race and ethnicity is because CDC, STD, and HIV prevention programs actually mandate that variable be collected differently. So that's kind of hard. We couldn't integrate sexual orientation because we're California. It's kind of complicated. And the other three or four, we're trying to integrate across about 10 forms, and the other three or four are sort of not in place on one or two of the 10 forms. So we feel like that for the others, we're probably going to get there. So those are the results of that process in specific. Things that facilitated this effort, the kind of compromises that had to be made to make this happen, were an acceptance of historical discontinuity. So when you change your variables, your graphs are going to have maybe a dip or a glitch or something funny in them. I think we actually change variables more than we feel like we do. But in any case, both sides had to accept some that issue, and both sides did some of that. Another facilitator was that our consensus was sort of a consensus on the base data elements. And the question the service provider needed to ask could be a little bit different. So an example, the base question for number of partners is the number of male and female partners in the past 12 months. The Office of AIDS asks about the number of male and female partners in the past 12 months, but then they ask also for that number by the sexual behavior. But they can just ask the Office of AIDS, a service provider can just ask that Office of AIDS question and then collapse the answers back to the STD question. So they still only need to ask one question and they can get back to the consensus data definition. Finally, a major facilitator was an agreement on the time period about which we were asking these questions. So one of the reasons that we had 138 data elements to start with was because the Office of AIDS was asking about everything over the past 2 years, and we were asking about everything over the past 12 months. So they're coming to consensus with us on that time period made a huge difference in the redundancy of what we were collecting. And finally, our data elements were really not all that different to start with. And I bet that's true of a lot of people whose data systems aren't integrated now. So that was also a key facilitator. Things that did and continue to make the process hard, program structure and constituencies, and that has to do with both the state level at which we work, but also the political constituencies at the local level and the people that you serve. In California, at least, HIV and STD constituencies are different and have different goals and needs, and that had to be managed as well. And of course, the national level constituencies or bosses or whatever you want to call it, CDC and HRSA data mandates being different is difficult. CDC, STD, and HIV programs have been working together to harmonize their data elements, and that very much applaud that effort. But it's not totally together yet, as you see. And that's true for the variable definitions and confidentiality, as Debbie found in her study as well. Okay, and so the last point I want to make is to think about, we started this process with AIDS or HIV and STDs, but NCHHSTP includes hepatitis and TB as well. How far should we go as far as data integration? For STD and HIV, it's pretty logical to integrate what you're collecting, right? But of course, TB is airborne, and that's something totally different. So here's my proposal for national conversation. The data could be collected in a modular way. So the programs responsible for, or who need the specific data information could get together to create a module, say for sexual behaviors. It would be STD, HIV, hepatitis A and B people would get together and create a sexual behavior module. Then for blood exposure or drug use, that would be all the programs in NCHHSTP who use those data. And for airborne exposure, that would be just TB. And then the form could be created out of the modules. So for STD, you'd use the sexual behavior and drug use modules, for example. That way, the data would be integrated across NCHHSTP, but you wouldn't have to collect risk data that didn't make sense for your program. The other thing that's on our case report forms or interview record forms is morbidity and comorbidity, and I don't think it makes sense to integrate on the morbidity treatment clinical level, with the exception of HIV, where I think we all need HIV testing and possibly treatment data, and there could be an integrated variable set for that would be defined by NCHHSTP, or even better, by CDC and HRSA. And then finally, again, coming to consensus on an infectious period, I think is probably somewhat low-hanging fruit for the sexually transmitted diseases anyway, so including hepatitis A and B in that. The CDC, HIV, and STD groups have come to consensus of 12 months, and I hope that maybe hepatitis could also come there. And then that would really facilitate actually data analysis across areas, right? Not just across programs in your local area. So, in conclusion, data integration. It's doable. It might be easier than you think. It was certainly easier than we thought it was going to be. Judging from our California experience, we recommend further integration of CDC and HRSA data collection. CDC and HRSA would be great if, because HRSA drives the HIV care side of data collection, right? So it would be great if those could get together. At CDC specifically, or for us to discuss specifically at this conference, integration for the STDs, HIV, and the sexually transmitted hepatitis viruses is low-hanging fruit. And finally, creation of consensus CDC confidentiality mandates. And I think we're beginning to see that with the CDC partner services document. So I'd like to gratefully acknowledge the review and work of my coworkers in California and at the CDC. Thank you very much. I have to say, all I'm doing is breathing and this thing moves, okay? So don't breathe while you're up here.
Any questions for Erica? Yes.
Hepatitis C, you know, I thought about that. This is probably not the moment to have a discussion of whether hepatitis C is a sexually transmitted virus or not, but I have to say I did my dissertation on that. So we can talk about that a lot if you want to. I was actually going to have a line to say hepatitis C is a gray area. Certainly, the more information we have, the more we can learn. I mean, that's always a resource question, right? But yeah.
Other questions? Yes.
Hi, Nanette from Chicago. So this is integration of service level information, right? And did you do...
This is integration of risk level information, behavioral. So let me...
Where's surveillance data?
So as far as case information, you mean? So that I guess that would be covered in morbidity and comorbidity. So some part of surveillance is sort of who has it, right? And that's here, race, gender, date of birth, like that. But then the other piece is what do they have and how do they have it. And there, I think there's, I don't know how much integration is possible on that level, right? All the diseases are different.
One more question.
That's a great question, and I don't think that our, you know, this set, as I said, was developed with between OA and STD. I think as we integrate hepatitis, there'll be another round of negotiation. This doesn't have to be where it ends. We just haven't started that round yet.
Thank you.